Rabbi Josh is ready to talk again on Kuf Ches Omid Aleph. We're holding on the Mishnah on Kuf Zayin Omid Beis, and there we go.
Zukta Hadik Mishnah.
Misha Alach Lundinat Haya V'amad Achad V'Perneset Ishto. So some kind individual gets up and he takes care of this poor man's wife who has been left, her husband has gone away, and he's taking care of the wife. The husband returns. And he said, you know, Joe, I did you such a favor. You left. I'm sure you forgot to provide for your wife. So I've put out $3,000 while you were gone. Hanan Omar ibeded ma'otav. He threw his money out the window. What's the other guy have to pay? He wants to be nice and take care of this guy's wife. Well, I got to pay him back. Nechleku, I love b'nei kohanim gedolim v'amru. Nishava kama hotzi v'yito. Whereas the b'nei kohanim gedolim said, he's chai. Because, after all, he would have had to put out this money, and therefore somebody else paying for him just takes his place, and now he has to pay him back. But he would, of course, have to swear so that he should define it what it was. And let him take. Omer Abdosa ben Urkin is Kitivrayim, like the B'nai Kohanim Gedolim. Whereas Omer Ab Yochanan ben Zakkai, Yafe Amar Hanan, Hiniach Meotav HaKeren Hatzvi. This guy might as well have put his money down, wrapped it around the horn of a deer, and let the deer fly away, because there was no itchayvut at all. Did he say, I'll borrow the money, I'll pay you back, and not a word? If he would have actually made a loan, and he would have made a loan to the woman, and then he would have sued the woman, then the woman could have gone and gotten the money out of her husband, because he was chayev to her. But over here, what kind of itchayvut do I have to you? I asked you to lend me money. So therefore, there's no way to get his money back, says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's not hot. Now, in terms of the question of whether paying off a person's loan is the equivalent of giving him money, the difference that would make is whether it's an actual positive giving to you or whether it's just a book. What I've done is I may have caused your life to become easier by removing your creditors, but I didn't give you anything. That, of course, the implications for that would be very important in terms of the daughter. If somebody had asered hana'ah, he wasn't allowed to get hana'ah from an individual, and that individual would pay off his loans, it comes out that the machlokas here between Hanan and B'nai Kohanim Gedolim would determine whether that person was able to pay off your loans. If it's considered to be directly giving you the money, so obviously forget about it. There's nothing you can do because it's an Isser Hana'ah. If it's considered to be just, I caused your life to become an easier life, but I didn't give you anything directly, there was no actual communication of benefit from me to you, then there's no problem. And indeed, the Mishnah says in the Dorim, Hamudar Hana'ami Chaveiro, somebody that has asserted himself from getting any Hana, and it's actually a mutual situation. He doesn't want his friend to get Hana from him, as we'll see, and he doesn't want to get Hana from his friend. Nonetheless, that friend can be Shokelo et Shiklo. He can pay off his shekel to the Beit HaMikdash, his Machzita shekel, and he can be Porea et Chovo. He can pay off his debts, despite the fact that he's Aser Bana. And if he loses something, that friend can go and be Machzir Lo et Avidato. He can bring it back to him. Let's say he sees his donkey walking around, he's able to bring it back. Ubamakom Shinotim Sachar. If it's a place in which we pay people for Hashavat Avidah, not pay them back what they lost, that's for sure we do, anywhere. But there's also places where the minhag was to pay for the actual tircha of the Hashavat Avidah. So say, look, you know, it took you an hour of your time. Nah, I wasn't doing anything anyway. It doesn't matter. There's a standard rate to pay someone back for Hashavat Avidah. So in such a place, tipol, there he would be getting sachar if he would be paying him now. Now this guy's paying him sachar for doing this. In this case, where they're mutually usher on each other's hana'ah, the money that he's getting because of the return of the other guy's chafetz is usher to him. So therefore, what does he do with it? It's a fascinating halacha. He gives it to Hegdesh. Why does he give it to Hegdesh? And why can't he just throw it out? He has to give it to Hegdesh because, as we'll see very soon, we get to Nedorim. Nedorim relate to Hegdesh. You know, somebody says, Konim, this person is usher ba'ana'ah. Barnea just showed us, they just found in the archaeological finds, they just found the lashon of Kainim, the carbon, being used to indicate Yisurei Hana on gravestones and things like that, interesting, say carbon, say it's also Bana'a. So that Lashon, since it borrows from Hegdash and says it's as if it's Hegdash, you actually have to give the money to Hegdash. So the Rosh brings a raya from the Nedarim that there's an element of actual Hegdash. You don't have an option to stop throwing it into the Yam HaMelech, like we would say, for Yisurei Hana'a. It's not yours, it's Hegdash's, if you can't have it. So, says the Gemara, now let's be medayik in this. Bishleim ha-shokel ha-chiklo. I understand if a guy pays off his shekel, I understand that he's not really giving him anything. You know why? Because the shekel doesn't really buy you anything. It's not as if you didn't give your machzit ha-shekel, you're not going to get the korbanot ha-tzibur brought for you. Korbanot ha-tzibur brought for everything. Everybody gave a shekel, didn't give a shekel. Shekel was lost. It arrived, it hadn't arrived yet. It's really irrelevant. And therefore, that I didn't give you. I didn't buy you any hana. How do I know? It's not tormim al ha'avud. Says over here, it should say the Tanya. Tormim al ha'avud, they do the truma in the kavana that Bezdin has when the Kohen does the truma from the Lishka. The kavana is even on money that had never arrived, so shkalim that had gotten lost on the way. The al hagavui, those things that had been collected but hadn't yet arrived, so obviously I'm not really taking that money. But I have in mind that it should be chal on those people too. The al tidligvot, people that never even gave a shekel, they'll still have a chalak in the korbanot. So all that was happening was that, okay, so the guy lost his mitzvah of giving the matzah shekel. You want to give the matzah shekel? He's not going to get the mitzvah that you gave the matzah shekel. You're going to get the mitzvah that you gave the matzah shekel to Hegdash. So you're not giving him anything. Not the honor of the korbanot. Not the honor of the actual shekel itself either. It could be, but over here you want to do it. That's not a din of shlichus. That's a din that you're doing a mitzvah. You want the hekesh to have the money. Okay, so he'll be a beneficiary somehow. There's the other elements of we'll sue and so on and so forth. That's the next sugya, which is the question of whether you paid his loan. And that element is a problem. But how about poreat chovo? If you're poreat chovo, so then come ishtar shilei. You're basically profiting him directly, no? Aren't you giving him the money? They're also, you're being marzer aveda. It's his thing. You're not giving him the aveda. You're being marzer the aveda. So that work that you're doing, again, ignoring the place where you know it's chav, that's a different, that's your problem. So over there, it's true that he's benefiting, but he's not benefiting directly. He's benefiting indirectly. You're doing a mitzvah out of which he gets a benefit. You're certainly not giving him anything because it was his. But when you're paying off his loan, you're giving him the money, basically. You're putting it in his pocket. Says Rav Hoshaya, aha, clearly the Mishnah Nedarim is our Mishnah in Ketuvot, Chanan Shita. Oh, money, Chanani. Chanan says, Ibeded Motav. You want to pay off somebody's loan, you might as well throw the money into the garbage can. So over here, just like someone who's Mefarnes a woman, you may think that you're making a loan, but you can't say you're making a loan. You might think you're paying or doing this guy, I'm giving you the money to pay off my, did I ask you for the money to pay off my loan? So what you're doing is, you're doing a very nice thing, that's it, it's lovely, but certainly has nothing to do with me. And in that case, the same thing would be true over here. It's not considered to be a direct hana'a to be poreachov. It's considered to be an indirect thing. So you chased away the lions, basically, that are gathering around to sue you. Okay, chasing away lions doesn't give me anything. Out of the fact that there's no lions to eat me up, I'm in better shape. But certainly you're never giving me any direct hana.
The difference is because one is money and the other is an object, and making a difference between...
Which object? Which is the other?
Veda.
No, it's because it's mine. Nothing to do with it.
Whereas the money is not mine, then I'm pariachavot, because there's nothing that's mine there, even though I owe it.
Why are you looking for a difference? It's the same halacha. What difference are you searching for? Why are you searching for a difference?
Matzil aveda is a mitzvah kavi.
Right. But the mitzvah kavi element isn't referring to the value of the aveda. It's referring to the value of the ashava. The value of the aveda, obviously, I'm not giving you. That's yours.
Okay.
So, but this is a little bit difficult to say that it's going that. The Mishnah should be koveya davka, not lefi the shita, even though the Maisa, this is the halacha. Like Hanan, but it's certainly strange to find that we would be ignoring the other Shita completely. So therefore, comes on Rava to say, you don't have to say the Mishnah is going only Aliba the Kana. Afilo Tema Rabbanan, Hakma Mayaskinan, Shelaval, Manat Shalolifra. The case may be that even according to Rabbanan, who hold it, in this case, you're Chayav, that's because they hold that indeed, for you to prevent someone from collecting is a positive giving. But if that person had no power to collect, even the Rabbanan are made that there's no power, there's no positive giving. In this case, you may have made a loan, taken a loan, with the understanding that you'll pay back when you're able to. So if you make that kind of loan, the guy has no recourse. What's he going to do? He can't sue you, because you'll say to the court, I'm not able to. He said, I only have to pay what I'm able to. So in saying those words and accepting that type of borrowing, he's basically not able to sue you. There, the Rabbanan also agree that, of course, in that case, it's not considered to be a positive anah. I'm just preventing, basically, this guy's feelings. So therefore, it says, Rabbi, you don't have to go according to... you don't have to go according to Chanan alone. To say that the Mishnah is only going like Chanan, I understand why Rava doesn't want to say that. The Mukim Laka Rabbanan, he wants it to be able to work out according to the Rabbanan also. And that's certainly advantageous. But why does Rav Hoshaya not agree that it's possible to learn this Mishnah Shalom Aliba de Chanan also? Omar Rav Hoshaya, because it doesn't help. The person you're telling me does not have any positive pleasure. Do you have a Kleenex, perhaps, son of John? Not today. Do you have a Kleenex to lend me?
I have a set, especially.
Thank you.
Not to lend.
I can even keep it. Yeah, I was going to return the used one, but... Thank you. I greatly appreciate it. So over there, it's all very nice to say he has no legal recourse. But, I mean, there's certainly a very strong feeling on my part of embarrassment every time I see this guy. And I'm going to feel that I need to pay him back. Therefore, when he gives me that money, I definitely am being saved from the actual paying back. And according to the Chachomim, who say that being saved from paying back is a positive anah, so then it would be awesome. Now, the Bach puts in over here, Lishna Achrina. Lishna Achrina, Hatam Nami Itle Hana'a, Be'ahi Hana'a Demirsaf Minei. Now, this is a completely different pshat, as the Maharam Ransberg explains. Because the Lishna Achrina would say, forget about the fact that I feel I have to pay back. The fact that I don't have embarrassment is positive hana'a itself. It doesn't have to be a monetary hana'a. So in other words, he is basically paying for my social standing. And that's also called a benefit, according to the Chachamim. Not only the benefit of my not needing to pay. So the first shot is saying, because of the embarrassment, I need to pay. Functionally. The second one is saying, even without that, you don't have to come on to that. Fact is, a guy is providing you with social standing. He's preventing you a loss. That loss, according to Chachamim, preventing a loss of your loss of standing, a loss of emotion, is also considered to be hana'a. In which case, what do you need to come on to roundabout? Because I have a financial need. It's not a financial need. It's an emotional need.
Could be a cultural difference. Some people don't there.
Unfortunately. No, but both Shatim are accepting the element of Kisufa. The cultural difference would be whether that's enough to get you to pay or right. It's just a minor issue. It means always having to use the other street. Not to walk by his house. So, Abijash, you're on?
Zukta Haile Commissioner.
So now we have the two Ma'amorim of Chanan. What are the seven Ma'amorim of Admon? So Admon Omer, Shiva. There were seven Ma'amorim that we quote from Admon and his Gezerot. One of them, which is something very famous that we've basically built a lot of the dinim of the Masechta around, is that Misha Meit, V'hini Arbanim Uvanot. So we have the Tznai of the Ketuvah of the banot and the kevot, banot nukvan. So those nukvan normally would be nizonot. That's part of the deal, that our children, the female children that we have, will have a right to be taken care of from the estate if I die. The problem is, there's not enough money to go around in this case for 12 months. That was the shear that we determined. How much do you look at? If there's 12 months of resources available, then we'll allow the boys to have their Yerusha up until leaving 12 months in the bank for the girls. But if you don't have that, then what happens? So bisman shenechasim merubim, everything is fine. There's lots of money, abanim yorshim, habanot nizonot. But if there's not enough money to go around, binechasim muatim, my gezera is habanot yizonu v'habanim yachzur laptachim. Let the girls go ahead and get their money, and the boys can go from door to door collecting money to live off of, and they're not going to get any Yerusha. You hear that? Says Admon, Vishvil Shani Zachari Psadati? Well, because I'm a male, I lose? What is this? Affirmative action? This is outrageous. I mean, I certainly shouldn't be worse off because I'm a boy. Of course, when somebody says I shouldn't be worse off, what they're really saying is I deserve to be better. Shikabar is going to ask, why do you deserve to be better? But in any event, because I'm male, I lose? Omer Rabbi Gamliel, that's true. Roeh ani et divrei Adnan. Micah, Omer, what is that supposed to mean? Because I'm a male, I lose. What's so great about being a male? I mean, I don't understand. Is there a difference between a male and a female? What does it have to do with this? You should just be saying, what's the logic? But not saying, what, because I'm male and deserve better, I should lose. What do you mean you deserve better? Why you deserve better? Omer Abaye, yes. Achikom, b'shvil shani zachar, v'ra'ui la'asok b'torah, ifzadati. Says Rava, what? Asik b'torah, what does that have to do with anything? You might as well say, because I'm a male and have an average height that is greater than a female, it's irrelevant to the dinim that we're talking about. So in other words, if a guy, somebody dies and has two sons, one of whom learns Torah and the other one doesn't, the one who learns Torah has a tiny, he gets the Yerusha. That's ridiculous. We're talking about an issue over here that has to do with Yerusha. Not that it has to do with heights, and not that it has to do with the mitzvahs, and not that it has to do with anything. So what difference does it make in an issue which is completely amoral? It's just an element of financial standing. So because you're a male, you have better financial standing. Therefore, it must mean something else completely, says Rav Achikoma. Bishvil shani zachar v'ra'ui lirash b'nechasim rubin, nifsadati b'nechasim mu'atim. Obviously, it's within the context of the discussion. What Amnon is saying is, look, normally, if there would be enough to go around, so I would get $10 million and she would get $100,000 for the year. So now, because, and I have all the kayach for the Yerusha, so now because of the fact that there's the chasim muatim, so her minor rights should now offset my major rights. Doesn't make sense. That's the point. So the question has to be, within the context of Yerusha, why is it, especially, and this is a very serious taina, because remember that we were always careful with our other takanas. It's like the din of Benin Dichrin. We're very careful that it shouldn't offset a Yerusha D'oraita. We said, if after giving out the Benin Dichrin is not going to be that extra dinner, then you're not going to be able to have Benin Dichrin at all. It's rather odd. That's what Admon is saying. So now it turns out that Rabbanan is saying, the real rights to the Yerusha, I don't get. But the Rabbanan rights to the Tanai Ketuvah, she gets. That doesn't make any sense. And that's what Rabbi Gamliel said. That's true. Ro'ani Divrei Admon. Obviously, we know the logic for this. It's not logic. It's based on the social tikkun, that it's not the derech of women to be banging on doors collecting money for themselves. And that we'd rather put, since this is an in extremis situation, we'd rather put the males into that. Once again, we're putting in protection for women, and which is basically the whole undercurrent of Masechet Ketubos. That's right. Yeah, a lot of issues, dress issues. So that's one of the main themes of our Masechet, the misogynist Rabbana. Yes, sir.
Zuk the Heilige Mishnah.
Hato'in et chaviro kadeshem. Someone comes along now and says, I don't understand what happened, because obviously this was meant to be the daf of last week. Last week, Wednesday. Okay, but somebody says, no kadim kankanim of Shemen. That's right. Maybe it was a perek. It was the Shaila Amadir. Maybe Amadir. This is a raya that they're right. Amadir Tishto must have been the last perek. Because, I mean, after all, this had to have worked out for Hanukkah, right? So somebody goes ahead now and he says, you owe me Kadesh Shemen. And the guy says, no, I never took Kadesh Shemen. I took just Kankanim. So that if we're talking about anything, it's the containers. But certainly there was no oil in the containers. Admon Omer, ho'il v'hoda b'miktzat ha'ta'ana. Now, it sounds like what's happening over here is the guy says, you owe me 5 containers, 10 containers, and the contents of oil. Right? The guy says, oil? They were empty. I owe you containers. So then he's being made of a miktzas, and he should be nishba. Chachamim omrim, no. They said, well, where's our double mixas over here? They're talking at cross purposes. One guy is talking about oil, and this guy's talking about containers. Ein odav mixat b'minatana. We do not have here a case of minatana, which we'll see exactly what's happening. This is not as simple as it looks. Omar Rabbi Gamliel, ro'e ani et divrei Adman. I think Adman is 100% correct. So, in other words, what are you saying over here? This is basically a case in which you have oil and containers. So that's the equivalent of, let's say, chitim v'sa'orim, 2 separate issues. You tell a guy who says, you owe me chitim v'sa'orim, I don't owe you only chitim, I only owe you sa'orim. Is that mode of a miktzat? Or there's 2 separate issues over here. One of them you're kofar bakol, and the other one you're maida bakol. I mean, how do we look at it? If you're telling me, I mean, the simple understanding of the Mishnah is that we've got 2 separate tfiot, oil, containers. Now, obviously, there's a slight difference, which we're going to talk about later, which is that the containers have a different relationship to the oil than chitim has to the sorim, obviously. The oil has a tendency to get lost if it doesn't have the container. So that it may be that it's not exactly comparable, but let's assume for the moment that we can ignore that issue. So it seems to be saying that the machlokes between the chachomim and admon is whether if you have 2 separate items in a tviyah and you agree to one of those items and deny the other item, whether that's called modem miktzat because the original suit was against a total of 2 things and you're being modem one thing, or whether we should look at it that a suit is basically each item in the suit needs to be recognized as a separate issue. And whichever one you'd be motive and mix-up on, fine. But if you're not motive and mix-up on either, you either call for bakol or motive bakol, then there's never issue with your right. Okay, but if that's the case, then it turns out that we have a beferish Mishnah that says that according to the Rabbonin who argue with Admon, that the din would be that ta'ano chitimu se'orim, where you've got 2 separate times. And he says, I don't know what you're talking about, the chitim, I didn't bother, I don't know you at all. I owe you, you're right about the Sorim, that's not something that's going to be b'chayev you ishvua. Because I say over here, if the guy wants oil and containers, and you say there's no oil, only containers, the Rabbanan say there's no problem here of ishvua. You were made on one thing and completely denied another thing. The problem is that there's a big machlokas Amoraim. We're putting ourselves back into time ago. The Achraim say, who was that Achraim? Shmuel, what is his name? Was Shmuel.
The container is better to the oil.
Amen. If you just not hear me say that, let's ignore that issue of the special relationship of the oil, or were you so busy making bush tea? No. You can't blame a guy who makes bush tea. So, the problem is that this is a big machlokas amaroi, and here we would have a Mishnah that says, Beferish, let me talk it to you after Nachman Omer Shmuel. The Omer of Nachman Omer Shmuel, Ta'ano Chitim Usorim. If you asked for 2 separate items in your list that this person owes you, and he admits one of them, and denies the other one. Hodelo biachrim chayav. So you're saying chayav. The rabbanan say beferish here in the mission, not chayav. So now, I mean, what are we saying? That Shmuel is pasuking shalok rabbanan?
Well,
Omer, if you don't Marav, you don't understand the Mishnah. That's not the case in the Mishnah. The case in the Mishnah was that he was towing a midah. And that accounts for the change in the language. He was saying, look, you owe me 10 gallons of oil. Now, when you say 10 gallons of oil, you mean the containers? 10 gallons of oil. That's all he's saying. And the guy answers him, what gallons of oil? You gave me pitchers for oil. So they're completely talking at cross purposes. One is talking about oil, the other one is talking about containers. In which case, I mean, there, it's completely off the wall. So therefore, what would be the machlokas? That we'll have to see. But we're talking about over here that basically it was tanu midah. All he asked for was not the containers at all, only the shemen. That's why it says kadim, meaning the contents of 10 gallons of oil. The other one says, boy, did you get mixed up. Those were awfully nice oil pitchers that you gave me. There was no oil at all. So that's the case. So Yochi, my time with Admon. So how could Admon, in such a case, possibly say that that's might have been mixed up? They're not talking about anything in common. That everybody agrees is not might have been mixed up. So how could that be the explanation of the Mishnah? Elo Amar Ravanana. It's, you know what it is? It's a semantical argument. That's the question. How do we understand the language of the Tviya? Let's note the way that language would handle these issues. Supposing you had said clearly, Hefer Yomalei, Melo Asara Kadosh Shemen Yeshli Beborcha. If a guy would say, I have the equivalent of 10 gallon containers of oil in your storage tank, nobody would have any question at all. He's not asking for containers. There he's clearly talking about an amount of oil. So in such a case, only shemen katoinle. Kan kanim lo katoinle. If he said, I gave you 10 full gallons of oil. 10 full gallons would have meant 10 gallon containers of oil. Full to the brim. That for sure everybody would have agreed that over there he's talking about shemen and kankanim. That's not a question. What are we talking about? Ki plige, hechad yomalei asara kadei shemen yeshli etzlacha. The Mishnah specifically leaves the issue vague. So now we have to determine what does it mean to say 10 gallons of oil. Does that mean the equivalent of 10 gallons, or actually means 10 actual gallon containers of oil? So Admon says, when somebody uses that language, if he doesn't say beferish the idea of the equivalent of melo 10 gallons, so then he means the gallon and the container? Yesh b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. The Rabbanan Savri en b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim. So we have a semantical argument here. Is it or is it not inclusive of kankanim? That's all. So if you hold it's inclusive of kankanim, so we're taking for granted now this that we originally had asked before Reb Nachman, Omar Shmuel, that he's chayiv. Now we're taking for granted. So Admon says, this is a case of Tano Chiti Misori, and he's mode on one of them. Because that, the language, the Kadesh Shemen is Chitim Vesorim, Shemen and Kankanim, and he's Beit and Kankanim. Whereas the Rabbanan are saying, you'd be right if that were the case. But it doesn't include Kankanim, and therefore they're talking at cross purposes. One guy's talking about oil, the other guy's talking about pork bellies. I mean, what's an Afghan? No connection with them. Now, of course, that explanation is based entirely on Reb Nachman Omer Shmuel's pshat, so that the entire Mishnah only works if we assume that everybody is ready to go with the assumption that if you would be chitim v'sa'orim, that then you would be chayev if you were mode on one, and the only question is it chitim v'sa'orim? But wait a minute, I mean, suppose you hold not like Reb Nachman Omer Shmuel, so now the Mishnah makes no sense at all, because then the Mishnah's at the Yufta on you, nobody holds like you. They're only arguing about the semantics, right? Says the Gemara, if this is the case, this is the only way we work out the Mishnah. So lemet avet yiftu Reb Chiya bar Abba. Because Reb Chiya bar Abba doesn't hold the Reb Nachman Omer Shmuel. Reb Chiya bar Abba holds the opposite. That if Tano chitim v'sorim v'odolo be'echa b'yam, he would be potter. So now how do you explain the Mishnah according to that? We just understood the Mishnah that both Adnon and the Chachamim are agreeing that if this would have been a case of Tanochit and Mizorim, that indeed you would have been Chayev. The only question is whether it's such a case. Omrev, Shimi Barashi, well, obviously, I mean, the way he would understand the Mishnah is that the Kadesh Shemen with the Kankanim to the Shemen is not the same as, we spoke about earlier, as Chitim Misarim, because let's say a guy says, you took 200 pomegranates that had not been taken out of their shell, out of their peel. And he says, no, it was 200 pomegranates without peels. No. So over there, what are you going to say? There's a machlokas over there, whether it's bimina ta'ana or not bimina ta'ana, the pomegranate has a peel. So the same thing is true over here. The oil has a container. How does oil not have a container? It's got to have a container. So there, I mean, there we're saying, maybe chitim v'sorim are two different things, but certainly the oil and the container that holds the oil is not two different things, as our dear president suggested while he was making the bushti.
Which is why we ignored it till now.
Yes, for a cup of tea.
He said we're going to talk about it. Yeah. Mat, it's exactly the same as asking for a cup of tea without the cup. Yeah. Matkivla Ravina. Says Ravina, wait. You can't really say that's the same. I mean, Rimon below Klipato Lominta. I mean, you can't have a Rimon without a Klipa.
You can buy it at the vegetable guy.
But then it's a liquid.
No.
He already made it.
Seeds already taken out of the
air. Right, but that's only because he puts them in a plastic bag.
And charges the
exactly.
PS, you know,
right. All right, but it's in a plastic bag, so that becomes a new peel. Mm-hmm. Okay, but you can't. You can't have. Barnea, he got you. I don't know what. No, he would have.
He didn't. It's the seating arrangement.
So, a rimon without a klipa doesn't make any sense. I mean, this is the natural state of rimonim. I mean, oil. The oil has to be in a cod. I mean, the oil can't be in the original original holding pit that you made the oil. I mean, shemen minta belokan kanim. Who's to say that it's the same relationship? How would Reb Chiya Bar Abba learn the Mishnah? The guy says, I gave you 10 kadim of oil. The other one said, oil, I don't know what you're talking about. There never was any oil. As far as the 10 is concerned, even that you're confused about. There weren't 10, there were 5. The kankanam nami, kankanim nami, chamisha itlacha, chamisha letlacha. There's no 10. There was 5. Oh. So now, the question is, on part of it, you were made of a mikzah, so you're chayev to take a shvua on the kankanim. Because he said 10, you said 5. On the shemen, you were kofar bakol, but there's a concept of gilgul shvua. Oh. And we learn out gilgul shvua from seita itself, because she has to say amen, amen. Amen, you didn't sleep with him, but amen, I want to know now whether you slept with anybody else. But that's not the issue. Tough. Once you take the shvuah already, I want it to go all the way. So there's an idea of Gilgal. So therefore it says, Admon, yesh b'lason hazeh lashon kankanim. So over here, this is in fact a tviyan kankanim. Umigo dekom mishtabea kankanim, mishtabea nami yashemen, ayadei Gilgal. So since over here, when a person says kadesh shemen, as we said earlier, according to Admon, he doesn't only mean the containers, the oil. He means the containers of the oil. Therefore, if he's arguing about containers, he's might have mixes on the containers, and is it in a Gilgal? Masha'en came the Rabbanan Sabri, ain b'lashon hazeh, lashon kankanim at all. The guy was not even talking about the same issue. You were talking about 10 gallons of oil, not about gallon containers of oil. And this guy twists the whole thing around and says, there never was any oil, there were only gallons. And even the gallons, there were only 5 of us. The guy says, I never wanted gallons. Whoever had gallons, I was talking about oil. So Mamela, according to this, Mashita no lohodalo, umashodalo lotano. So I also agree it's a semantical argument. I also agree. But it's a semantical argument that is not based on the assumption that Tano Chitim Visairim, that it would be Chayef, Adarabah. It's based on the assumption that chidim isarim would be potter, but it includes an additional meida b'miktzat, maybe a tainer or not a tainer. That's the machlokus, whether this was part of the tainer or not. But certainly without a meida b'miktzat on one element, there's nothing. No shrua at all.
So what he's saying, that the guy with the oil is saying...
I want oil, 10 gallons of oil.
I'm not interested in containers.
No, containers, what's the matter with you? Containers, we'll go into a gas station and order 10 gallons, they're going to give you containers. 10 gallons of oil I want.
He doesn't want to.
Okay. If you... Mi shalach l'medinat ha-yam v'yamadach ha-v'pirneset ishto chanan amar bye-bye money. Ibeire no doubt. Nech l'kola v'nei kohanim g'donim v'amlu. Yishava kama otzi v'yitol. Omre v'idos v'nur k'niski divrayem. Omre v'yokon v'nzakai. No, no, yofa amar chanan. It's known how to, which also, of course, is a Chanukah sugya. Remember, Keren Ashor, Ein Lanu Chelek B'Elokei Yisrael.
You see, there's a baby bottle.
Yeah, the baby bottle. Interesting fact. I mean, it's also obviously a remesh B'Chor Shoro Hodarlo. It had to do with the whole Machlokas Yosef and Yehuda. It's known how to. Mudar hana'a mi chaviro shukilo chiklo borei alot chovo machzir lo avirato. And what about if he's making money off of the deal? B'mokish notim sacharti palanah lahigdesh. Now, ishlema shukilo chiklo, that's because, look, what's he giving you? As far as paying the money, it's my mitzvah. Tetzlan, as far as getting the carbon, he would add it anyway. Tetzlan, tormim ala avud vala gavui vala tid ligvot. Machzir lo avirato, I also understand. It's also a mitzvah. But Torealot Kochovo, that's cash, baby. I'm a Kirkomishtasha. Omer of Oshaya Amani Chananu. The Omer Ibeid Mootav, and over here you pay a guy's loan off, Ibeid Mootav. You didn't give him anything. Rov Amra Filotema Rabbanan, Hoch Bamayaskin and Shalava Amanat Shalodif Roa, whenever he's ready to pay, you'll pay. So Bishleim Alo Rov Alomak Rav Oshaya, because he wants the mission to work out even Ali Bil Rabbona. But according to Rav Oshaya, why can't we say it's talking about a case, my time alone with Karava, where he wouldn't have been able to sue you anyway? Because it wouldn't make any difference. Even if a guy can't sue you, you still have to pay, because Nehida Na'alet lay, but certainly the embarrassment is itself enough to make you have to pay. And if the relief of payment is a Na'a, bottom line is he relieved you of payment. Lishnach Rina. The other lashon is there's an actual direct hanah, not a financial hanah, but an emotional hanah which is worth money. Shiva, what's the first? Misha made v'niach banim v'manot bizman shenachasim merubim banim yoshim abanot izanot. But in a case of nachasim muatim that won't have enough to go around for 12 months, then abanot izanu v'abanim yachzur al aptachim. Admonomer, what? By the way, you'll notice the Gemara's assumption means that when somebody says, just because I'm female, do I lose? What they really mean is, I'm better. Because what are we asking my karma? Right? So all of these affirmative action things is that I deserve better, not I deserve the same. And that's why it becomes affirmative action. So Bishvil Shani Zachar Yifsadeti. What's better about being male? Micah Omar. Omar Abay Ochikomer. Bishvil Shani Zachar Veruila Asok Batorai Vsadati. Omar Le Rova. What kind of time is that? Manda Osik Bitora. Who the Yorah? Manda Lo Osik Bitora Lo Yorah. What is that? It's irrelevant to Yerusha being Osik Bitora, isn't it? El Omar Rova Ochikomer. Bishvil Shani Zachar Veruila Rashba Nechassim Rubim. So I have the higher financial ground. Forget about the moral ground. So because of that, I should be Masi Benechassim Muatim. If that's the case, let me talk to you. If the Nachman of Meshul, then the Nachman of Meshul. Toano chitim usor, and what do they have to chayav? Omre of Yerama Rav, no, the Toano midai never asked for containers at all. Siyochi, my time in the Admon. Elam Arova, actually, it is a semantical machlokas. The Kuleyam Echad Yom Alei, Melo Asura Kadashem and Yeshi Buborcha. Obviously, Shemin Katoim Le, Kankanim Lo Katoim Le. If he said Asura Kadashem and Melayim Yeshi Etzacha, And Shemen v'kankanim katayin le'akorin to everybody. The only machlokes over here is based on the assumption that Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel is correct and that you're chayiv on meida the mixat atana where there were two things. And the question is whether there are two things. So our Mish is talking about where he said, asara kadesh shemen yeshli atzlecha. So Admon Omer, that lashon includes kankanim. Yesh v'lashon hazah lashon kankanim. Therefore, there were two items listed and you were meida on one. Rabban and Sarve, there was one item listed and you disagreed with it completely. Rabban and Sarve, yem v'lashon hazah lashon kankanim at all. So wait, so in other words, you're saying that because the Mishnah stresses dafka, this vague lashon, that this is the only case? So time it ain't v'lashon hazah lashon kankanim, and that's the whole machlokes. But if yesh b'lashon hazeh lashon kankanim would have been chayim, so then isn't that a tiyuf to Rukhiya Barab? Don't Rukhiya Barab at the anor chitim misorim v'dolo b'yachad b'yam patur? Om Rav Shimon Barashi, now that the point here is that shemen and kadim is what is meant, and over here that's one issue. That's the point if that's what's meant. So nasik mishatano rimon b'klipatov. Ask him, Ravina, I mean, it's not really a fair comparison. I mean, Rimon below Kipato lo minter. I mean, it's got to grow that way. That's what defines a Rimon. I mean, Rimon isn't loose seeds. Rimon is seeds within a container that we call a fruit. But Shemen minter below Kankanim. Elochma yaskin and Armela yasara kade Shemen yeshli etzvacha. The Armela yida. I don't know what you're talking about. Shemen lo yedvar miolam. As far as this Kankanim business, there were never 10, there were only 5. Kamishaitlacha. So you're now being motivated by mixatatana, not because you agreed to the kankanim, but because you agreed to the number, part of the number of kankanim. Umigo de komishtabea kankanim ishtabea nami Hashem na yedei gilgul. Whereas Rabban and Tzavri, there never was a tvi on kankanim at all. In beloshon hazeloshon kankanim. Therefore, masha ta'ano lo hodalo. Umasha hodalo lo ta'ano, because he's being motivated and mixed on something that was never ta'un. Therefore, there's no makom for a shvuah at all.